Good afternoon, everybody. Good evening. Depends where you are. Good morning if you're in Hong Kong or Singapore or one of those wonderful places. This is Veronica Entwistle, and you have tuned into Radiance by Design. Now, let's design our radiance, shall we? We're going to talk about a number of things today. I'm not even really sure what we're going to talk about today. I want to talk about some of what we spoke of last week. I was talking about the message about the Mayan research that was done by a fellow named Mr. Berrios, and he was very frustrated because a lot of the Mayan predictions, the 2012 Mayan calendar predictions, and I didn't make a listing of these right now, but in any case, some of them are really disastrous and terrifying. It seems like all hell is going to break loose. And he has a different thing. He said he did a lot of research in and around the Mayan areas, and he's got quite a history in Mayan solar philosophy, if you want. And he wanted to talk about how to make shifts and how to make it happen. And it's how to make it happen as a transformational time, not some kind of just loss without gain kind of time. And there's a lot we can do to get in step with that kind of evolution. So I want to talk about that and evolution. And also I want to talk about Ho'oponopono, which we used to talk about quite a bit maybe 3 years ago when it first came out, that the fellow named Dr. Lin had turned around a real dead-end psych hospital, the patients and everybody, after he started working with them as the chief resident. They began to get better, and it was known as the dead-end place. Nobody ever got better, and none of the staff ever wanted to stay. And everything turned around, and what he claimed he did was, without seeing the patients in person, he sent messages of taking on full responsibility for any of the pain he sees and feels and reads about, taking full responsibility and sending out love. So we're going to do some of that exercise today because it's really needed, isn't it? And I want you to call in today, too. I hope that we're on Skype this time again. So I hope that it's going to be really easy for some of you to call in and talk about what you're doing right now. So we're going to do, and last night we went to see Mother Mira, and that was a really wonderful charge. So we'll talk about that, talk about her being radiant by design, and quite a number of us dipping in to the pools of energy that she radiates out there. Oh, my, what a great example. But, of course, I couldn't get her on the show, I don't think. She didn't seem to want to chat to anyone. She was in total silence. So much is spoken from a place of silence, isn't it? All right, let's do a structure. Let's do a wonderful meditation. And I want you to take into the meditation this time something that's been a really deep experience in your life over and over again. I have one I just went through, and I'll tell you about it after. Linda Sherman, who's an amazing astrologer, and she was on Paradigm Shifters several times talking politics and so on, and she did a personal chart for me. And she said that this very thing was kind of in my chart. So, and what it is, is kind of being pushed out often by women, being kind of denigrated or something, and accepting deep within myself that I mustn't be enough. Have any of you ever felt that? I'm sure you have. We'll talk about it a little bit more in detail, not about me so much, but about the fact that this has happened all of my life some of the time. You know, off and on, I go, oh, not this again. Yikes! And when it happens, I think of what Linda Sherman said about my astrology chart, and you and I know that we can shift energy. So if I know the energy in my chart, the way the configurations work, puts me through that kind of attraction, attracting judgment or rebuke or in group situations, a certain kind of thing. If I know that that's sitting in there, okay, what do I do? Just suck my thumb and let it happen over and over? No, I have to find a way to go in there, find that energy, and break it apart so that, again, I'm radiating by design. That doesn't mean I do it in a second because, I'd like to. I haven't got to that point yet. So what I was going to suggest to everybody, to go into the structure, and when we go in there, of course, it's a very dynamic place to do healing work, to do research on yourself, to do healing work on other people, And I'd like to take in there, for me, that particular configuration. For you, something that you're working on, some thing that shows up in your life over and over, some kind of feedback that comes to you over and over in your life. I mean feedback meaning a repeated kind of trauma, a certain kind of abuse, kind of rejection, a fear of not being liked, and you find yourself behaving a certain way, and of course then people don't like you. We all have our funny little patterns, so I thought we'd take one in and really work it through energetically with our healing team in the healing chamber in the Galactic Healing Center. How does that sound? Are you all set for that? So let's call in the connection between you and some galaxy out there. Somehow deep in your heart, you know you belong there, or you did at some point, or a part of your soul psyche lives there at this time, because your whole being doesn't come to Earth at the same time. So let's go out there, find your energy connecting to that aspect of your nature that either remembers, chooses, or is still in existence there, and then draw yourself a crystalline tube from that galactic center down, down, down into the top of your head, right through your spine, and into the core of the Earth. You can think of that as just like a wire, eh? That's got a lot of energy, a lot of juice. Now above your head, 2 to 4 miles, let's put a beautiful golden ball, a kind that's got even white gold in it, platinum in it as well. It's a beautiful golden ball, and it's radiant, resonant, excellent. And then about 40 feet below your spine, the same thing. And let's drop a radiant filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine and into the lower golden ball. I know you're in that crystalline core as well. Now, can you feel that? Can you feel that running through your body? It's some wonderful, magical juice. And now, from the top ball, drop a four-sided pyramid waist high, about 20 feet from the body, and then upside down and matching it point to point, another four-sided pyramid. And in that pyramid, crystal ball, and inside of that, there you are, and be in a spinning, or in a disc, a beautiful crystalline disc, and you're spinning and spinning and spinning. And today when I spin, the colors of the disc start to flash. What's happening with yours? And as you spin and spin and spin and spin, the energy picks up. Spin some more. Come on. And now in front of you, see, whilst you're spinning, see this amazing crystalline grid. Oh, it's beautiful. Now up on the grid, perch yourself, a little movie of yourself, and what it is you yourself want to accomplish, to achieve in this life. And it can be the removal and transcendence beyond a pattern. Ideally, we're going to transform ourselves and move past all of our patterns, aren't we, in this lifetime, become enlightened. So I'm going to see myself being multidimensional and releasing tremendously any of these old patterns that run my subconscious. Caroline Corey, who was a guest a while back, said we're going to evolve out of having a subconscious at all, at all. Now, that's an interesting concept, so maybe it'll happen. And see and feel yourself up there on the crystalline grid. That's it. And see yourself radiating beautifully, shining. Now, beside that, we're doing the movie of some project you want to create. What is that? Do you want to write a book? You want to create a home, a romance, a family? Do you want to do a business? What is it you would like to do that's a project? See yourself creating it, and see all the beings that need to help you, just rushing in to help you. You see yourself in the middle of it, enjoying it, expanding into it. Yeah. See it being so successful that you feel rich, resonantly rich inside of it. Richness isn't about money all the time, is it? It can be, but that's not all. And just light it up, infuse it with light and feeling as many of the senses as you can involve yourself with. And now let's move to the Galactic Healing Center. Let's create a healing center with a chair or a healing table, however you like to see the healing. And then bring in your circle of healers, healing support. Who are they? That's it. Oh my, some very interesting looking ones in mine today. What's happening in yours? Now first of all, we put ourselves on the healing table, or you can sit yourself up. And of course, I'm going to be working on my astrological mapping of some crazy pattern that I chose to work my way through in this lifetime. I'm going to see myself being kind of feeling the energy of that particular pattern. I'm going to feel it in my body and call it forth and really bring it up and ask for these beings of truth and light to help. I always like to call in the beings of truth, light, consciousness, love, evolution, multidimensionality, Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit. I'm asking for help. Oh. Now, what's happening with you? Are you asking a similar thing? Where does it present itself in your body? And how are these beings helping you move it through? Excellent work. Oh, now, is it moving around in your body? It is for me. It doesn't have to be for you. I just want you to pay attention to that. And ask the beings around you, ask those beings if they'll give you some advice on how to keep it away. Are they pulling it out? What does it look like? Are they pulling it out like strings of energy or blobs of stuff? Are you getting whirls of energy blobs in your body, in your mind? Ask them for some advice. Might want to write that down. Excellent. One more time. Sometimes, and I'm being told this, sometimes we have to really let it go too, because sometimes it has a lot to do with our core identity. And that's, when you find that, it's like important to know that we've been involved in incorporating that into who we are. There's some payoff for identification on the planet. So that's what they're telling me. Also pay attention to your fear of letting it go, because somehow there's a death there, isn't there? That's it. Now ask for one more mighty pull. Good. And then, of course, we trust that we have new levels of evolution in ourselves. Okay, now wrap yourself in light, and then we'll call someone else in. Who would you like to work with who needs some kind of help today? Bring that person in and have them either sit or lie down. Okay, and what is it that you see, and have those beings of light show you what it is that needs to be moved in this person? How are they going to do it? All right. What are you seeing? I'm seeing that one being has got this really long vacuum-like thing. It's vacuuming this person out, pulling out old blobs of energy. Yeah. And then smoothing the frequencies, the radiances. That's it. Great. Good work. Whoever that, you're all doing such good work, and I just see the person that I'm working on is really getting a shift. If that person, we'll talk to her afterwards, after the show, and see if she felt anything. What's happening in your vision? So now let's just wrap the whole scenario in light and ask the beings to continue working on this person whilst we continue with our healing work for the planet. I'm going to bring us back into spinning and so on because I have a political thing to say. So let's step back into our spinning disc and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin again. Spin and spin and spin and spin and spin again. And a lot of these patterns do run through our subconscious, but I noticed when I was doing my work that there's a real correlation between the way that convolutions of the brain store the program and the second chakra, for example. So in your body, you're going to find more than one place that represents the same repeated pattern. So we're back in the room. Welcome, everybody. I'm so glad to talk to you all. And I'd love it if you would call in today. But I have a request here, which is that I was going to do some of this structural work with our political system. But, you know, several of you have sent me, I think I've got four or five emails right now, and I don't know if you've got any, Bob. There's a petition going to Obama. Apparently, the way I understand it, and I just got back from another trip, so I'm going through all these emails as fast as I can, but I'd love somebody to phone in if you've got the address, the email address for other people to get hold of this petition. And what it is from some big consciousness leaders, including Barbara Marx Hubbard and Greg Braden and some, I can't remember all the names, but there are big names. And apparently Mr. Obama has asked for some guidance from that group of people. And what they're doing is putting their heads together and they're getting a petition signed to influence the government to move beyond certain levels of consciousness and various things they're doing. I love the idea. I haven't read it with enough detail to really inform you, but I would say to you, get hold of the petition. Please call in with the email address if you would, because it's a really, really highly charged event for this petition to circulate and that those great numbers to go to Washington. Good for Obama, too, hey? All right, if you'd like to call in, it's 877-876-5227 from the U.S., 877-876-5227 from the U.S., then from Canada, it's 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322, and the direct line is 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. And I'd love you to call in about what on earth's going on in your life. How are you doing consciously radiating? Do you have any programs going on besides programs of DBBS? Have any of you been involved in the Ho'oponopono stuff? And I'm going to talk now about this Mayan, this fellow who did this research. I've missed his first name. I didn't bring the first page with me, which happens when I'm in a hurry. But in any case, his last name is Berrios. He's a historian, an anthropologist, and an investigator. He's been studying with traditional elders for 25 years since the age of 19. And he's been, he's become a ceremonial priest and a spiritual guide. He says other people write about prophecy in the name of the Maya. They say that the world will end in December 2012, and the Mayan elders are angry with this. The world will not end. It will be transformed. Now, I don't know what you've all heard, but I've heard that too. But I do hear some kind of odd bits and pieces that are out on probably more mainstream or a little bit more harbingers of doom. Anyway, he said that the indigenous have calendars and know how to accurately interpret it. Mayan calendar's comprehension of time, seasons, and cycles is vast and sophisticated. They understand 17 different calendars, charting time accurately over a span of 10 million years. Holy mackerel. Ages ago, based on the cycle of the Pleiades, it is still held as sacred. With the indigenous calendars, native people have kept track of important turning points in history. For example, the daykeepers who study the calendars identified an important day in the year, one reed, C. Acatal, as it was called by the Mexicans. It was the day when an important ancestor was prophesied to return, coming like a butterfly. In the Western calendar, one reed date correlates to Easter Sunday, April 21st, 1519, the day that Hernando Cortez and his fleet of 11 Spanish galleons arrived from the east in what is called today Veracruz, Mexico. Well, what's interesting is, okay, that was the end. Okay, when the Spanish ships came toward the shore, native people were waiting and watching to see how it would go. The billowing sails of the ships did remind the scouts of butterflies skimming the ocean surface, and in this manner, a new era initiated that they had anticipated through their calendars. The Maya termed the new era the nine bolomticas, or nine hells, of 52 years each. As the nine cycles unfolded, land and freedom were taken away from the native people. Disease and disrespect dominated, and what began with the arrival of Cortez lasted till August 16, 1987, harmonic convergence. Millions of people took advantage of that date to make ceremony in sacred sites, praying for a smooth transition to a new era, which is called the World of the Fifth Sun. And from now, we are I don't want to read this whole entire thing, but anyway, it says, we have been in a time when the right arm of the materialistic world is disappearing, slowly but inexorably. We're at the cusp of a new era when peace begins and people live in harmony with Mother Earth. So we're right now, he says, is in the transition. And it's the simple spiral mathematics of the Mayan calendar. Things are going to change. Everything's going to change. It's a rebirth time starting December 21st, 2012. It's the start of the world of the fifth sun, and it will be the start of a new era resulting from and signified by the solar meridian crossing the galactic equator and the Earth aligning itself with the center of the galaxy. Now, we keep hearing, and, you know, David Wilcox stuff keeps talking about how the Earth's frequency is moving up, and all the planets are moving up, and the whole solar system is moving to a different place in the galaxy. So there's some kind of resonance of similarity here, even though the words aren't exactly parallel. Let's see. Some observers say this alignment with the heart of the galaxy will open a channel. This is something I loved. Will open a channel for cosmic energy to flow through the Earth, cleansing it and all that dwells upon it, raising it to a higher level of vibration. So that's really in alignment with so many other things we're hearing. And the process has already begun. Have you guys felt like the energies are moving fast and your teeth chatter sometimes? I sure have. Change is accelerating and will continue to accelerate. If the people... Hi, you're on the air. I'll finish this after. I'd rather you talk than me right now.
Hi, Veronica. I was just listening to you. Actually, I'm at work. And I Googled and found out what that site name is that you were interested in regarding Obama. And the
thank you.
Sure. The Internet is great, isn't it?
Isn't it wonderful?
It's called the Petition Site.
The Petition Site.
.com.
Okay. Yep. Excellent. Well, what's your name?
It's Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. Well, thank you so much for your call. That's great. Because did you sign it?
I just heard about it and Googled it and then came into the conference room and gave you a call. I guess the goal is 100,000 people, and I don't know how many they have right now. But, no, I'm going to go ahead and sign it, and I see the people.
Yeah, when I popped into it last night after just returning from a trip, there were 16,000 that had signed. So
uh-huh.
It must have just started, I think, okay?
Yeah, I think it has. But, I mean, it's so great that you're announcing that, and that he's really moving forward with this higher consciousness. You know,
and remember that even when he first started running for office, what he kept saying is, we all have to do this. We all have to do this.
I know, and people weren't always understanding what that meant. You know, like they were thinking about it takes a village, and in a sense it does, but it's in a whole different kind of dimension and paradigm.
Right.
And so I'm really glad that you know, that this is going on. It's actually quite exciting.
Well, bless your heart for phoning in. I hope that we'll hear from people who just signed it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go back to my desk and do it right now. So,
thank you. Don't get in trouble.
No, no, I won't. I'll put the white light around it. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. Bye-bye. See, isn't that great for the ground stuff? So here we're talking about how we're moving to the center of the galaxy. The frequencies are moving up. There's a lot of energy moving through. But the other thing, and to me that relates to this petition and so on and having Obama in, nobody knows whether he's powerful enough to make the changes. However, he always said it would take us all and it would take a whole lot of us. And of course there's going to be tons of resistance. But as the energy fields rise and the vibrations change, there's a whole lot of patterning. I talked about patterning in the very beginning. There's a whole lot of patterning, subconscious patterning and programming that we can reach into and we can resonate with and we can move it along. It's energy. Energy moves. You can move it like a stream, can't you? So I believe that this petition, and maybe somebody else wants to call in and you know, it's funny. We were just talking about change accelerating and energy just running like mad and moving faster in the center of the galaxy and boom, we got bopped off. So I don't know whether the energies just ran through fast, too fast in my intentioning and blew off our Skype connection or what. What do you think? Call in with your questions, with your comments, with your own personal journey, any comments about the petition site and what do you know about the shifting galaxy? The shifting frequencies or however you understand it. Anyway, what I wanted to say is change is accelerating, and then let me see, I want to see here. Humanity, he says, will continue. Remember, I'm reading from a fellow who is doing quite a lot of research from the original Mayan information. And remember, it's like 10 million years is the calendars count for things that happen in the universe for about 10 million years, which is quite a while when you think about it. All right, material structures will change. Humanity will continue in a different way. Material structures will change, and from this we have the opportunity to be more human. And that is something that a lot of us want. We're living in the most important era. We're living in the most important era of the Mayan calendars and prophecies. All the prophecies of the world, all the traditions are converging now, and this is no time for games. The spiritual ideal of this era is, da-da, action. And I think that's what that petition stands for, is taking action and really gathering the frequencies, the radiances of these very strong voices in consciousness, I guess we would call them voices of consciousness, and have them merge into a much higher frequency collective and lift and support Obama and his administration. So it says also, many powerful souls have reincarnated in this era with a lot of power. But you know, this is true on both sides, both the light and the dark. High magic is at work on both sides, and things will change, but it's up to the people how difficult or easy it is for changes to come about. The economy, now this is pretty interesting. The economy is a fiction. The first 5-year stretch of transition from August 87 to 92 was the beginning, he says, of the destruction of the material world. We've progressed 10 years deeper into the transition phase by now, and many of the so-called sources of financial stability are in fact hollow. Now that's the thing that has been shaking our little knees for quite a while now, hasn't it? The banks are weak. It is a delicate moment for them. They could crash globally if we don't pay attention, and if the banks crash, then we will be forced to rely on the land and our skills. The monetary system will be in chaos, and we must then rely on our direct relationship with the earth for food and shelter. And then he talks about the breakup of the poles and a call for fusion. He says, as he met with audiences in Santa Fe, Mr. Barrios told a story about the most recent Mayan New Year ceremonies in Guatemala. He said that one respected Mayan elder who lives all year in a solitary mountain cave journeyed to Chichicastenango to speak with the people at the ceremony, and the elder delivered a simple, direct message. He called for human beings to come together now in support of life and light. Right now, each person and group is going his or her own way. The elder of the mountain said there is hope if the people of the light can come together and unite in some way. Reflecting on this, Mr. Barrios explained, "We live in a world of polarity, day and night, man and woman, positive and negative. Light and darkness need each other. They are a balance. Just now, the dark side is very strong and very clear about what they want. They have their visions and their priorities clearly held, and also their hierarchy. They are working in many ways so that we'll be unable to connect with the spiral fifth world in 2012. That's worth noticing, isn't it? But on the light side, everyone thinks they are the most important. Their understandings or their group's understandings are the key. There's a diversity of cultures and opinions, so there's competition, diffusion, and no single focus. Well, that's really interesting because it's the competition part that was into my program breakup today, which means that I'm not the only one that needs to work on that, right? And it doesn't matter whether you're the one that's competed with or you're the competitor. We're still part of the same picture, and we really need to do something about it. As Mr. Barrios sees it, the dark side works to block fusion through denial and materialism, and it works to destroy those who are working with the light to get the earth to the higher level. They like the energy of the old declining fourth world, the materialism, and they don't want it to change. They don't want fusion. They want to stay at this level, and they're afraid of the next level. The dark power of the declining fourth world cannot be destroyed or overpowered. It's too strong and clear for that, and that is the wrong strategy. The dark can only be transformed when confronted with simplicity and open-heartedness. And this is what leads to fusion, a key concept for the new world of the fifth sun. Then he said, and I'm almost done with the reading part, but I think this is really relevant to almost every aspect we're pulling together in our lives of consciousness these days. Mr. Barrios said the emerging era, the fifth sun, will call attention to a much overlooked element, whereas the four traditional elements of the earth, air, fire, and water have dominated various epochs in the past. There will be a fifth element to reckon with in the time of the fifth sun, and that's ether. Well, we have Ethernet, don't we? And a lot of us are learning to radiate by design, sending light out to make conscious connection out there to really foment an evolution. I think that's all part of ether, isn't it? The dictionary defines ether as the rarefied element of the heavens. It's a medium. It permeates. I'm a medium, too. It permeates all space and transmits waves of energy in a wide range of frequency from cell phones to human auras. What is ethereal is related to the regions beyond the earth, the heavens. It's the element of the fifth sun, celestial, and lacking in material substance, but no less real than wood, stone, or flesh. Within the context of ether, there can be a fusion of the polarities. No more darkness or light in the people, but an uplifted fusion. I like that. But right now, the realm of darkness is not interested in this. They're organized to block it. Now, here's the key thing. They're organized to block it. They seek to unbalance the earth and its environment, so we'll be unready for alignment in 2012. Now, I don't know if I believe it's quite that cut and dry, but anyway, the next thing is important. We need to work together for peace, balance with the other side. We need to take care of the earth that feeds and shelters us. We need to put our entire mind and heart into pursuing unity and fusion now to confront the other side and preserve life. To be ready for this moment in history, Mr. Barrios told his audiences in Santa Fe that we're at a critical moment. We're disturbed. We can't play anymore. Our planet can be renewed or ravaged. It's time to awaken. We've heard that. Everyone's needed. You're not here for no reason. Everyone here now has an important purpose, a hard but special time. We have the opportunity for growth, but we must be ready for this moment in history. Mr. Berry has offered a number of suggestions to help people walk in balance through the years ahead. Prophesied changes are going to happen, he said, but our attitude and actions determine how harsh or mild they are. Meditation, spiritual practice, and action. And it's also really, oh, here's something final, and I won't read the rest of this. It's very important to be clear about who you are and also about your relationship to the earth. Develop yourself according to your own tradition and the call of your own heart. But remember, respect differences and strive for unity. Then he says something interesting. Eat wisely, ormus, rich food. And that's monoatomic gold, right? He says a lot of food is corrupt in either subtle or gross ways. Pay attention to whatever you're taking into your body. Learn to preserve food and conserve energy. Learn good breathing techniques so you have mastery of your breath. Be clear. Follow a tradition with great roots. It is not important what tradition. Your heart will tell you, but it must have great roots. We live in a world of energy, and an important task at this time is to learn to sense or see the energy of everyone and everything, people, plants, animals. This becomes increasingly important as we draw close to the world of the fifth sun, for it's associated with the element ether, the realm where energy lives and weaves. Now, there's a whole bunch more, but I think that that's a very, very important... Just a sec. No, that's not. Okay. Bob's saying that you can get this... well, email me. This one came from a person, so it's her email. It's on the top, but it's called Mayan, the forward, and it's called Mayan. I really recommend that you look at it, because one of the things that's really interesting, I'm talking about Radiance by Design, but so many people we talk to lately are talking about intentions. That's etheric as well, isn't it? You send out your thoughts and your feelings, and you send it out to what? Create and design not only your own life, but a collective life. And I liked what he said, too, that we sometimes in the metaphysical world separate ourselves. Everybody's trying to be the one. At least that's not quite true. But for a while, there was a lot of stardom in people who were leading. I noticed some of the big leaders are actually getting together and collaborating a lot more. And it's going to be required that we have a common, a common intention, common drive, a common purpose, and this whole business of competition the kind of competition where you know you have games that are being played and people are being pulled in or pushed out and so on has really very little to do with moving ahead. It only has to do with a combative force that keeps us all locked in the same place. I love the Ho'oponopono stuff because, as a lot of you already know, is that he didn't see any of this at this very intense psychiatric hospital. The head fellow didn't see any of the patients, but he read all their records. Most days he read their records. I don't know if he did it every day, but I think so. You can look up Ho'oponopono. I don't know how to spell it. You have to spell it phonetically because it is Hawaiian. And when people saw that there were actually people getting healed and people wanting to stay working in this hospital, they came to meet this new psychiatric leader and found out that he was going through their records, and every day he would look at someone's record, read their name, read the record, and say, "Take it on." He took it on. He said, "I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you." And if you say that deeply, if you see somebody who's a pain in the neck, and you actually can go inside and take it on like it's a reflection of something in you, or it is somewhere each of us causes everything that's out there, we all know that at some level. But this is taking it on consciously on a regular level, and then seeing on a regular basis, and seeing what happens when we each individually take full responsibility to be loving and forgiving and humbled as we walk through our lives. And then we talk about the etheric when he said that it's going to be a time of the etheric. It's fascinating because that is very etheric, isn't it? That's like taking something from your heart and moving it through the collective instead of being reactive, responsive, going through old programs and so on. I think it's really exciting. You've got a little time to call in, so call in, you guys. And then when I think of this petition, and it'd be nice if somebody called in and said what was going on with the petition, but when I think of raising our voices collectively and signing a petition asking for a governmental focus on consciousness that's really official, wow, what a collective with intent. Wouldn't that be tremendous? Let's see now, where are we going to go with all this? I don't usually talk all that much, but anyway, if you're not going to call in, I guess I'll just have to keep talking. In fact, I see somebody out there. I see this woman, I think it's a woman who's very tall, and she looks like she's got some kind of shawl or a big wrap on that seems to hang down. It's really quite pretty. And has a lot of kind of fear and trepidation because she herself has been really, I feel like you've been frightened a lot in your life and you keep repeating the pattern. And so what's happened is you've become really quite isolated and you're very powerful looking in a way, but people who see at all, many people see beyond what's obvious. It's quite obvious that you're very, very skitterish and need to be isolated in order to be safe from people. Woo! I felt like that before in my life. But it's interesting because you look like a teacher and you're very, very, you have wisdom and strength and I would say etheric might, girl. It's really lovely. So what I want to do, see everybody at home if you can join me in this, find something like that in yourself where you're afraid to be really who you are because you have that really incredible fragility and sensitivity. A sensitivity is a very precious thing, and vulnerability is as well, and insecurity is as well, because if you're really secure, you probably won't change a darn thing, will you? So if you can find that place, wrap yourselves in light, find that place in yourself that's really feeling kind of a little frightened of perhaps other people or being challenged by other people, really frightened about going forward for some reason or another, frightened about a loss of whatever station you thought you were in or something, just something where you've got a fear and yet you got a good presentation. Nobody really knows you're like that. Okay, so call that up and feel that. Just let it rip. And we're calling in our angels and those beings of truth and light, consciousness and love that are working with us in the etheric to help us move consciousness in this great mass of human consciousness that's come from reaction. We're trying to build a much higher, that's it. And we're going to ask them to take it. My friend who I'm talking to out there, my mythical friend whom I do see, feels better already. So let's do it. Let's do the Ho'oponopono thing. Sing, I love you. I'll say it to her, but you can say it to each other or even to yourself. I love you. I'm sorry, because I have some of that too, don't I? Or maybe I caused it in her at some level. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And just see how much different you feel, because my woman looks so different right now. And see how easy it is to pass, take responsibility and pass it on. Hello?
Hello, this is Dominic from London.
Hi, Dominic from London, how are ya?
Oh, fine. I've been having a lovely time in reality around here.
But oh, good.
I just signed that petition that you've been talking about in your show. So I'd rather mine remain to that.
You have to back up from your phone or something. There's an echo, and I can't quite hear you very well. Can you hear me well?
I've just signed that petition.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And I was rather glad you mentioned Mother Mira.
Yes. Did you see her?
A month or so ago.
I loved it. She for a moment when she first sat down, and I just felt like I was in that infinite wave. It was all gold, and I was gone into her. But then my processes mm-hmm. came up, but we want that too, don't we?
It's quite intriguing. She had a darshan just in my local town, which is sort of what she's doing here, and it's just such a surprise.
I can't hear you very well. Like, your voice is rolling around.
Yes, I can hardly hear you. Actually, it's a bit confusing. Maybe I should let the line go then. Okay.
I'm so sorry, but I loved your call, and I'd love some time for us to talk about Mother Mira, and also just to talk about what it's like to be in the presence of someone who is so advanced or so realized. What a gift she brings, huh?
Yes, it was like meeting someone, you know, from behind the curtain of reality.
Yes.
It's just like, oh dear, so confusing. It's just like meeting somebody who's behind all the confusion, like coming home to, I don't know, someone from heaven.
Yes, it's almost like they can jumpstart our the realization that we can get there, that we can be brought there by their energy, by their etheric guidance.
Yes,
right?
I've noticed some changes since the darshan. So I'm hoping maybe I'll go to another one if she comes back to London, which she will. But it's just very bewildering the fact that she just came into my hometown of Harrow. What are you doing with this little sports hall?
Well, and I'm going to have to say goodbye, Dominic, because I can't understand what's being said. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay.
Bless your heart.
And goodbye.
Goodbye, darling. I'm sorry, because he was saying some very interesting things, but Mother Mira was such an uplifting soul and so quiet. For about 3 hours, we sat there. We each took turns and put our head in her, almost in her lap, not quite, and she put her hands on your head and moved energy around. It was it's just so wonderful to be, and we looked in her eyes, had that Shakti pot.
Mm-hmm.
It was very wonderful to have that experience in tiny little Ferndale, Washington. Who would have thought? I've been wanting for years to go over to Germany and see her. it was just wonderful. Anyway, back to all of us, that Mother Mira is a really good example of somebody who comes in. So is Amici and these various ones who are so realized. They come in and they set that kind of frequency in the room where you really get blasted. And I'm sure a lot of people there, I don't know about everyone, but I know it happened to me, certain programs in me, certain old samskaras or whatever we call them, that I want to get past came up and absolutely jostled my thinking. I just sat there in meditation until it moved through, and suddenly there's a pop, and you feel this freedom again, and then the consciousness of the stream of possibility being right there. It was a very, very wonderful experience. I loved it. So this is Veronica Entwistle, and I have a few more things to say. So let's all practice some Ho'oponopono stuff. Let's all remember that the 2001, the Mayan calendar stuff, 2012, is really moving this society or this whole civilization to a much higher place, or shall we say a transformed place, which could be very difficult. But we have to remember that it's requiring all of us to set the sacred space inside and to move out of our deeply ingrained patterns of things like competition and one over the other and greed, the sort of things that our society has run on for quite a long time, and recognize that this is a time for sort of sharing, for like the Ho'oponopono stuff, you know, passing it on, recognizing that I put as much into the world that's negative as anyone else, and recognizing it's someone else, claiming it, apologizing, forgiving, and moving on and using gratitude. It's really a wonderful, wonderful clearing tool. And from what everything I read says, this is the time energy is going to move really fast. This is the time for us to call in the presence of our Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit of our higher guidance and have that presence be our connection instead of just passing things on side by side from one to the other, dipping into the collective so for a little more of repeated pattern. Keep calling in the higher so that we can move ourselves out of it and help each other out of it. Help each other, jostle each other out of the pool of repeated activity. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, I loved talking to you. I'm sorry we didn't have more callers, but we did have two good ones. I'm sorry, Dominic, that it was hard for you to be heard. And it's always difficult for any of us when we can't be heard, and I do like to hear people. Next week I'm going to have a rerun of All Mean. I think we just had a call, a beep, did we? Hello.
Hi. Veronica?
Yeah?
Hi.
Hi.
I was inspired to call.
Great.
Said to call. My name is Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Hi.
We have to be real fast because we're going to be hooked off stage.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a question?
Well, you were you were talking about someone you were connecting to when you reading, and some of that sounded like me, but I'm not sure if it was. you said someone who was isolated and very spiritually strong. I do a lot of work in the higher dimensions, but I have a hard time with the physical dimension and with people in general, but I tend to be happier when I'm dealing with things that are not of the earth.
Well, welcome to the club. but you are a lovely soul, and it could have been you because there's that, and I won't nail you, but it is that vulnerability when one is acutely sensitive and perceives what goes on amongst people. It is
mm-hmm.
easy to stand in your teacher's robe and draw back deeply, isn't it?
It's hard for me to be around other people's energies because I get a tick up on everybody, yeah. Because
yeah.
you're very sensitive.
That's really hard, isn't it?
It's difficult because sometimes it's better now because I can separate. I know what's mine and what isn't, so that's
mm-hmm.
helpful. But it took me a long time to figure that out.
Yeah, I know. That's a huge hurdle in the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had to go through a terrific amount of that, and sometimes it'll happen over the radio.
Oh, right, where you pick up on someone and think it's yours.
Well, not only that, but sometimes you can just get lambasted, and to me, it's if you have some of it in you, which I think we all have all of it anyway,
mm-hmm.
It can really stick hard, you
mm-hmm.
know. But a lot of us, just like you, you learn all these different ways of clearing and clearing and
mm-hmm.
more clearing, don't you?
I've done a lot of work like that, yes. Energetic.
You have a wonderful, I want to say this, that you have a wonderful, wonderful heart.
Oh,
a very
you.
Beloved spirit. You really are.
I work, like I said, I work a lot with other entities that are not in the physical, and they work
good.
With me.
Well, you're
so
doing really, really well.
Those are my friends, but they're not physical, so.
Well, you can sure dance with them, and I have to go because they're going to hook me off stage.
Okay. Well, thank
many,
you.
Many, many blessings to you. Thank you for
you
calling
too.
In.
Thanks for your show.
Hi, thank
Bye.
You. This is Veronica Entwistle. If you want to email me, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle, no H in Entwistle, ENTWISTLE.com. I'm on my way to Costa Rica tomorrow morning at the crack of dawn to go and do a workshop on becoming authentic. I wish you were all coming, but we'll do them again. And Jackie Salvitti's show is on Thursday night. I will be joining her and we'll be shooting the breeze and talking with her own guides and angels. We might even bring this up with them and see what they her team is so powerful and so fun, and we'll interview them about all of this as well. It's a wonderful show, 8 o'clock Thursday night, West Coast time on BBS Radio, and I'm going to rerun Al Mean. Al Mean is a wonderful, wonderful multidimensional spirit, and she's going to be on a rerun on Tuesday, Paradigm Shifters. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, please email me and let me know how you're doing, who you'd like to hear as a guest. Any feedback about the show and great perceptions that you have. And remember, we're going to take some love, all of us, and we can just feel it buzzing here and then pass it on. That's what we're doing on the radio, isn't it? We're all getting connected to create this wonderful high-frequency consensus of love. Good night and many blessings.